4:47 here on the afternoon news service. I want to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff. It's Sticks and Stuff, and it's Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. Five locations: St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And once again, the website is sticksandstuff.com. They've got a little bit of everything. Well, heck, they got a lot of everything, but they've got something for everybody. Whether it's your next building, your next remodeling project, they can help you out. Lumber, paint, hammers, saws, new flooring. They've got that. They've got several divisions like power tools, electrical and plumbing, windows and doors, paints and stains. Just go to the website, sticksandstuff.com, get lost in there, and also just listen to us right here every single Monday on the afternoon news service as we talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, you guys are busy, busy, busy getting ready for that increasingly cold weather.
Yeah, we are. We're doing a really good job keeping up with it, though. We swapped out some of the end caps in St. Albans today because we got the hats and the winter gloves back out and some of the hand warmers, and we're bringing out some of the little propane buddy heaters and things like that that we had packed away. Of course, hunting season is here, and you know people are going to be out in their blinds, so we have a pretty good supply of the small little portable propane heaters that people can bring with them, and also the electric heaters if you want to put it in your house just to take the edge off. So it is, unfortunately and fortunately, I guess, depending on which way you're looking at it, that time of year. So we are working on keeping up with the changing times for sure.
I don't make a habit of asking questions I don't know the answer to, but I'm going to ask this. Do you sell snowblowers? Because my folks need a new one.
I can order them, but I don't stock them, particularly just because there's a lot of small engine places specifically around us, and it'd be kind of hard to compete on a price point. But I have special ordered them for customers in the past, so you give me what you need, and I'll see if I can track it down for you.
All right, there you go. So, again, if you tell Kyle that you heard about it on DEV, he can give you the special ordered snowblower potentially. So, also, you kind of got some tips for us about things we need to know about as we move towards cold weather season.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to want to keep checking any air leaks and gaps that are in your windows and doors. I know a friend of mine growing up, his parents used to walk around with either a lit cigar or incense, and they would hold it next to their windows and doors and see where the smoke blew around so they knew where the air was coming in. So that was a little memory that never left me. But, yeah, now is definitely the time to get the weather stripping up, seal any of those air leaks, caulk around any windows on the outside to keep that cold winter air from coming in. It doesn't look like fuel oil is going to be coming down or gas prices anytime soon. So whatever you can do to save yourself in the long run, now's the time to do it.
Absolutely. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. You can also follow them on Facebook because they've really started to up their social media presence. Just search on Facebook specifically for Sticks and Stuff VT. That's Sticks and Stuff VT. So, Kyle, any last words for us here for this Monday?
If there's anything else that people really want to see on Facebook, or cool tips or tricks or anything like that that they're interested, just leave a comment on our Facebook page, and I'll try to do my best to get to it.
I need the most basic stuff, like the how-to videos that I don't feel like an idiot when I'm talking in general conversation. Like, we could start with, like, you know, one step above how to use the screwdriver, but once we get past that, then that's where I'm really going to need it.
Okay, perfect. And okay, just so you know, they do have peanut butter and jelly that comes in one jar now, Brady.
Excellent. That's good to know because I don't like the idea of having to buy both. So there you go. So, Kyle, we appreciate you. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Very good. Take care, everybody.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not a handy person. I can talk, or at least I like to think that I can talk. Someone out there might think that I stink at that too, but I'm, you know, anyways, not a handy guy. Sorry. Sorry to disappoint everyone. That's why I like to talk to Sticks and Stuff, because I learn a lot. You guys learn what to buy. I'm like, oh, that's what that does? Okay, there you go. 4:51 Regional News is next. I know that a little bit better. That's up on DEV.